our administration, all of our staff, custodial, IT, everything that puts this train and starts it chugging down the tracks to get the school open the best they could. I have two of my grandkids that are doing remote learning in my house a couple of days a week, and it seems to be going well. A couple of glitches every once in a while with the connection, but they're doing well. And as we all know, children adapt as best as they can to the situation. So thank you for everyone that has made that all part of what the school year has become this year. Any other comments from the board? Board members?
I don't have any.
No? Superintendent comment?
I want to echo what Roxanne said. I am remarkably impressed by the work that our faculty and staff have done to get school year up and running. This has been a very strange start to the year, certainly not the one that we had hoped for, but everybody is really rolling with the punches and doing an outstanding job. Our high school teachers are doing an absolutely remarkable job with the online instruction. Both Anna and Ethan are jumping in on all classes on a regular basis. There's good instruction happening. Certainly is not a replacement for face-to-face instruction, but our teachers are really doing an excellent job. Our administrative staff definitely is building the plane as they fly it this year. We've got a lot of weird things happening with COVID. As well as the issues at the high school, but we've got a great group of people that are working here, making sure our students are being educated. I'm going to say something else before I get into this. On a really positive note, before I get into the depressing stuff, Gould's Landscaping has made absolutely amazing donation to the district. Part of our project was the reconstruction of our lower field inside the track. And Mr. Gould got the bid to do seeding and watering to get the grass to grow. But instead of seeding it out of his own pocket, he purchased sod. So our entire football field has been laid, being watered in, and we'll get on the field hopefully much, much quicker the ability to get our student athletes on the field without tearing it all up, which will typically happen with young grass. So big thank you goes out to Mr. Gould and his team for getting that field put down. And when we had our water damage back on the 24th, our entire campus around the high school was underwater. And the only place that drained was our football field. So it drained right out incredibly quickly. They put all new storm drains and drainage throughout the field, and it was interesting to see that. But big thanks goes out to those contractors. So where are we right now with the high school? We're not in a good position. At this point, we're 4 weeks out today, and we still do not have an answer from NYSER, New York School Insurance Reciprocal. They're our insurance company. We have given them every bit of information that they have requested. They still have not provided us with an answer. On coverage. We know at this point that we're looking at damage into the millions and extensive damage throughout the entire high school facility. There was not a space in that school that did not have standing water. Multiple locations in the school had multiple inches, others multiple feet. So we're looking at some real significant damage. In addition, it has slowed the process with the work that we were going through. Has caused problems with some of the work that has been done, which now needs to be torn apart and redone. And because we have had such a slow go getting a response from NYSERC to actually address the problem that we know we're facing in there, we had had some walls cut open and had found substantial mold growing inside many different areas of the high school. That is going to continue and get worse. We have completely lost our high school gym floor. It has buckled in probably 25 areas. Again, filled with mold and a terrible smell that emanates from the gym space. So we're really between a rock and a hard spot until NYSERC determines that they're going to make some sort of decision. My hope is sooner than later, NYSERC does the right thing and provides us coverage. And as we have had engineering reports completed, we brought engineers in. Those engineer reports say very, very clearly that this damage was a direct result of a failure and being overwhelmed with our drainage and our sewer system. We have $32 million in coverage for that. NYSERC still has not provided us with a response, despite the fact that they have received our preliminary reports from the engineering firms and hydrologists, people that specialize in this, that stipulate very, very clearly that these are what the problems are. The longer we wait, the longer NYSERC takes to make a decision for this district and its students, the longer our students are precluded from getting an in-person education. This is simply appalling, in my opinion. I think it's completely irresponsible on the part of NYSERC, and my hope is that someone at NYSERC decides that they're going to actually have the intestinal fortitude to make the right decision. In the meantime, our students continue to suffer. Our students can afford this lease, our community can afford this lease, and I would encourage board members and community members to start reaching out to NYSERC and express your concerns. This is simply not okay for our students and our community. That's all the good news I have. Carrie?
Can you just post some contact information for us?
Absolutely.
To do that?
Yep.
And for the community as well?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I would also encourage any of the board members that has not taken a tour of the high school to go in and just kind of give it a look. And coordinate that with Pat first in regards to where you don't just go in, but coordinate with him and be able to show you some of the worst spots around and whatnot. I've seen it twice, and it gets worse each time I see it because of the moisture underneath and the buckling in the gym and the mold and all that stuff. And Frank and I will be reaching out to NYSERC as well as members of the school board to start to make some noise in regards to them not paying and not giving us an answer. We can't continue to have our students not in classrooms in front of our teachers. Have to do everything that we can. Anything else? Old business.
I would like to recommend the board take action to correct an agenda item at the August 17th meeting regarding Mr. Saban's appointment. It should have read requirements under FLA 2509, sections 3012C or 3012D. It was errantly indicated as 2013C and 3012D. So this is just a simple correction.
Thank you. And we don't need a motion for that, Pat?
No.
No.
We also have a leave of absence of date change. Mrs. Schmelzer has requested to actually come back a little earlier than her initial request. She's looking to return from her leave on or about January 9th. She had previously made a request through February 22.
Board of staff reports.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's reports as listed. Kate, is there anything specific you'd like to add to the board?
The June reports are audited, so they are the final balances, and we're working on August bank recs, and then they'll be in September, or in October, sorry.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve those reports?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second? Second, Mr. Dudley, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any other discussion? Opposed? Carried. Approval of board minutes.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of August 17th, 2020, as well as September 14th.
Do we have a motion to approve those board minutes?
So moved.
Mrs. Martin, second. Mr. Armstrong, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Bank depository.
Resulting from our most recent RFP, we recommend that the board approve the bank depository location to Community Bank, which is a change from the resolution from our reorg meeting.
We have a first to approve that. Mr. Dudley, second.
Second.
Mr. Barber, any other discussion?
What's your timeframe on that, Kate? How long is it going to take?
So we're in, actually meeting with one of the, talking to one of the bankers to finalize the ACH process, and I'm hopeful that we're going to hit the October 1st goal that we set. If, you know, it depends on when the checks come in and all of the supplies come in. We're really close to it. I don't know how.
You don't have anything else going on, so.
It's a lot of extra work to change, so thank you for doing that.
Kristen's done a great job with it.
Good. Any other questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Tax certiorari resolution.
I would like to recommend the board take action to transfer the tax cert fund, the amount of $45,365.20, for the purpose of covering the Hall Trust tax cert that I'm having.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. LaChapelle, thank you. Any other discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The water damage, SEQRA water damage.
Yes, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the SEQRA. The SEQRA is a State Environmental Quality Review Act. The resolution names our board as the lead agency and determines that this is a type 2 project, which has no adverse effects on the environment.
I will need all the board members to sign that at some point today as well. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second.
Second.
Mrs. Zarquardt, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Emergency repair resolution.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve our emergency repair resolution. This is board action that declares the damage caused was unexpected and that the repairs and remediation are actually necessary. The declaration allows us to move forward with emergency actions to help us expedite the process with SED as well as contracting for the work. At this point, we are looking at amounts not to exceed $16 million based on the high end of the preliminary estimates that we've received. We're hopeful that the bond cost will be substantially lower and fully covered by insurance minus the applied deductibles.
We have a motion to approve the resolution.
So moved.
Mr. Armstrong, second.
Second.
Mr. Barber, any discussion?
Can you just elaborate? I'm not sure what we're doing, but we're authorizing to start repairs prior to the decision from the insurance company?
Well, no. What it allows us to do is be able to move forward with contracting with agencies in a more expedited manner without having to jump through all of the initial hoops with SED. And what we have to do then is jump through all the hoops with SED later. But we can move forward more expeditiously by granting this resolution, which enables us to do the work a little bit quicker once we do know what the scope of the project is, once we know who the contractors will be. We can move forward a little bit quicker.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Funding levels, safety plans.
I would like to recommend the board approve our building level safety plans. You have had the opportunity to see those building level plans. Those are highly confidential. They are the purpose of ensuring that our faculty, our staff, our administration, as well as first responders understand what our procedures and policies are in the event of an emergency on campus.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to adopt the building plans?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Arquette. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. District-wide school safety plan, 2020 to 2021, Mr. Dean.
This plan has been posted on the website since August 18th. We have to have our district-wide plan posted for 30 days in advance of the board approving for the year. District-wide plan basically outlines non-confidential information for safety and security for the district, and it can be known by all those in the community. I would like to recommend approval.
And do we have a motion to adopt and implement the district-wide safety plan, please?
So moved.
Mrs. Thornton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Barber. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Comprehensive school counseling program.
Yes, with great thanks to our counseling staff, in particular Mr. Montville and Ms. Moon, who have worked extremely diligently on this comprehensive school counseling program. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve this program and allow us to keep this information posted on our website and allow the community interested to have access to it.
Motion to adopt and implement the counseling program for 2021.
So moved.
Mr. Barber, thank you. Second?
Second.
Mrs. Arquette, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. LGS1 schedule.
So we received new information on the governmental records retention and disposal guidelines. These periodically do get updated. This happens to be one of those times. It's ready for an update. The language is there for the resolution, and we'd like to recommend the board take action to allow us to follow the new LGS1 schedule.
Motion to adopt that schedule.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Barber.
Second.
Oh, Mr. Armstrong, thank you. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resignations and terminations.
Would you like to do them all together as one?
Is there any reason we don't? Can't do them all together?
With great thanks, I'd like to recommend the purpose resignation for the purpose of retirement by Pam Telesi, the position of special education teacher. She's been with the district for 12 years. Also with thanks, I'd like to recommend the resignation for the purpose of retirement of Mrs. Tammy Bennett from the position of teacher aide, effective September 8th. Tammy has been with the district for 20 years. I'd like to recommend the resignation for personal reasons of Amy McLeod, now Amy Wilson, recently married. She's been working with us for a short period of time as a records clerk. I'd like to recommend the resignation of Ms. Aya Greeno for personal reasons. She's been employed for about 2 years as a food service helper. Mrs. Kay Ravelli has resigned. She's been with us for 21 years. Again, looking to resign for personal reasons. She will definitely be missed. Good luck to her. Melissa Schwab Vicarian has resigned for personal reasons. She has been with the district for about 6 years. And I would recommend termination of Mr. Josh Brown. He's been working in the capacity of a cleaner for the school district.
We have a motion to approve the resignations, terminations.
So moved.
Mr. Baker, I think. Mr. Roberts, second. Mr. Roberts, second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Appointments.
I would like to recommend an appointment of Ms. Carrie Pearson to the position of special educator. New to us this year, new to teaching, step one masters. Ethan has already said she's doing a really good job, so it's great to have her on board. I'd also like to recommend Ms. Dave Cleveland to the position of Spanish teacher. Katie was with us last year in capacity of a substitute while she completed her certification, which has now been completed. So she'll be step two bachelor's. I'd also like to recommend Lexi Parker. Lexi's been with us now for a year. She was serving in the capacity of a long-term sub for last year. She has completed all necessary certifications for early childhood grade two certification, and she will be joining us at step two bachelor's. I'd also like to recommend Nicole Hughes to the position of mentor to Perry Pearson, Teresa Catone to the mentor for Mr. Jake Saban. And I would also like to recommend, with a great deal of thanks and appreciation, Mr. John Ott, position of cook manager. He has completed his 26-week probationary period, and we recommend his permanent appointment. Lastly, I'm recommending Mr. Dan DeLuca to the position of cleaner, effective September 22.
Okay, do we have a motion for those appointments?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Mrs. Martin, any discussion?
I have one question just real briefly. Is it standard practice for a substitute once they spend a year in the district to come in at step two once they're appointed?
Typically. She was here for a full year, and there was no break in service. Okay. If she was here and had like a three-month break or two-month break in service, I would not recommend that. She, you know, finished up 2 months before the end of the year, but she worked the entire year without a break in service.
Okay.
So that being said, she would have that 1 year counted by the state of New York toward her tenure as well. So usually bring them in at that
Okay.
long.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Legal maps?
I would like to recommend we offer Ms. Misty Duresta on leave of absence for the position of food service helper until further notice. I'd also like to recommend that we approve the maternity leave for Ms. Cassie Hempson. She is a sixth grade social studies teacher on or about November 20th until on or about January 1st.
Thank you. Motion to approve those leave of absence.
That's 2021, right?
Yes, it would be. Yeah. January 1st, 2021.
Yeah, let's
not. We do not want our name.
Thank you, Mr.
Walsh.
Did we have a motion? I'm sorry.
So moved.
Mr. Barber, second.
Second.
Mrs. Arquette, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Disposals.
I would like to recommend that the board allow us to put bus number 98 and bus number 100 up on Auctions International, as well as various and sundry items that are listed on the next page, stools, tables, teacher's desk, metal cabinets, etc. These are items that still all have some value. We'd like to put them on Auctions International and get whatever benefit we can as a district from the sales.
We have a motion to approve those disposals.
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, I think, and Mr. Dudley is our second. Kate, what do we usually get for those buses, just in general? I'm just curious.
Depends on the floor.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
And the usually,
more than John.
4 to 5 times what you would get trading them in. So anywhere from, you know, 6 to 10 grand, sometimes more, depending on the quality too. How well
maintained. More than I expected.
Yeah, it is. It's actually a great way to do it.
So there's people out there that want them.
Raffin
oh,
companies.
Yes.
The raffin companies buy them.
Oh, yeah.
Some guy down in New York City likes to buy them up, too.
Okay.
You think about getting one for yourself?
I may.
Convert it into a camera.
A mobile view.
Do we have a motion to approve those disposals? Oh, we did already. We have a second.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Are we all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you, Mr.
Barber. If you'd like a box, Leanna Auctions International, Georgia.
So we are going to adjourn into executive session. There won't be any voting or anything after. So we're going to adjourn. We need a motion to adjourn to executive session for the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Mrs. Thornton, thank you. And do we have a second?
Second.
Was that you, Mr. Armstrong? Oh, Mr. LaChapelle? Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Are we going to stay in here?
Yeah, we're going to stay in here.
So we'll turn the live stream off now.
Yes, turn the live stream. Thank you.
Great.
Any visitors?